This week's Dry Bean Scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, BASF, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. The nutritional benefits of dry beans, along with how to prepare them, are being highlighted in a new Beans for Life campaign recently launched by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. New Rockford, North Dakota farmer and North Dakota Dry Bean Council Board of Director member Leanne Schaefer explains more about the thought process behind Beans for Life.
Beans are an excellent food. To incorporate it into your diet could be simple, but it's something that we don't always think about. Get people to try it has probably been the biggest challenge. And there's people that absolutely love beans and they use them all the time. But then there's a lot of other people that are probably Germans or Norwegian heritage that probably haven't had beans in their heritage diet. And so trying to get some of them to try beans and get them as part of their new lifestyle, that would be what we're trying to succeed with.
Food Network show Girl Meets Farm host Molly Yeh has partnered with the Farmer-Led Group to offer dry bean tips and recipes. Yeh is married to an East Grand Forks, Minnesota dry bean farmer.
I love beans, so I am so excited about this because they are affordable, they're versatile, they are delicious, and they're also incredibly healthy, and they're convenient too. I eat beans almost every day. It's so easy to open up a can of beans or to get some dried beans soaking and to toss them into any kind of meal, whether it's a soup or a stew or a hot dish. I just love that there are so many different kinds of things you can do with them, and you can have them on hand in your pantry at all times.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network.